President Trump has announced that a new trade deal with the United Kingdom is nearly complete. What does that mean for agriculture? CJ Miller has more.
They say that our agriculture is, you know, second to none, you understand, and it'll be a great asset. People are going to be able to have options, choice, and they'll have more of it.
And that was President Trump from the Oval Office Thursday announcing the framework for a trade deal with the United Kingdom.
The deal includes billions of dollars of increased market access for American exports, especially in agriculture, dramatically increasing access for American beef, ethanol, and virtually all of the products produced by our great farmers.
And even though the U.S. plans to keep the 10% basic tariff for many items from the U.K. in place, the administration says the deal includes more than $700 million in ethanol exports and $250 million more on other ag products, including beef. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins was also there during Trump's announcement, and she says the trade deal with the U.K. will benefit America's farmers.
This is going to exponentially increase our beef exports, and to be very clear, American beef is the safest, the best quality, and the crown jewel of American agriculture for the world. So I think a really important part of this deal isn't just the ethanol reducing of tariffs from 19 to zero, which for our row croppers is a huge deal, but also for beef. And as we move forward, I know our incredible trade team is looking at all of the meats, all of the produce, really all of our agriculture exports.
Rollins says she plans to visit her counterpart in the United Kingdom early next week. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.